In this bulletin, Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump arrive in Singapore for their historic summit. Women gain greater prominence among the major Queen's birthday honours. And Rafael Nadal cements his legendary status by winning his 11th French Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. President Donald Trump has touched down in Singapore ahead of his historic summit with North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un, at which Pyongyang's nuclear arsenal will be top of the agenda. Mr. Trump and Mr. Kim are due to hold talks tomorrow, with the US president describing the meeting as a one-time shot at peace. Mr. Kim had landed a few hours earlier, meeting with the Singaporean Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong. Security has been enhanced around Singapore's Sentosa Island, one of two locations which have been declared special event areas during the talks. Mr. Lee says Singapore is happy to bear the cost of the summit.
I would say plus or minus is around $20 million. We may be able to recoup a little bit of that, but I think it is a cost which we are willing to pay, and it's our contribution to an international endeavour which is in our profound interest.
Prince Harry and his wife Meghan will visit Australia, Tonga, Fiji and New Zealand in late October. The visit by the Duke and Duchess of Sussex coincides with the Invictus Games in Sydney. Prince Harry created the Paralympic-style games to help inspire wounded soldiers towards recovery. The United States and Canada have swung sharply towards a diplomatic and trade crisis, as top White House advisers lashed out at the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, saying there's a special place in hell for him. The attacks came a day after the US President Donald Trump called Mr. Trudeau very dishonest and weak. Mr. Trump withdrew his support for a G7 communique agreed during a Canadian summit on Saturday, after Mr. Trudeau criticised the president's introduction of trade tariffs on European and Canadian goods. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow accused Mr. Trudeau of stabbing the US president in the back, while trade advisor Peter Navarro used Fox News to go even further.
There's a special place in hell for any foreign leader that engages in bad faith diplomacy with President Donald J. Trump and then tries to stab him in the back on the way out the door. And that's what bad faith Justin Trudeau did with that stunt press conference.
Women are for the first time outnumbering men in the list of people receiving the top Queen's birthday honours. 6 out of the 10 Australians being awarded the Companion of the Order of Australia are women, with swimmer Dawn Fraser, Federal Court Judge Catherine Branson and former Australian Nuclear Science and Technology Organisation Deputy Chair Erica Smythe among the recipients. Ms. Smythe, who is being recognised for her services to the community, says the rise in the number of women receiving the highest honours reflects a growing appreciation of the role they play in society, while Dawn Fraser says the award is among her greatest honours.
One of the greatest honours that I've ever had to achieve. I put it down to my first gold medal winning in 1956 in Melbourne, because my mum and dad were there to see me swim, and they're not here today to see me receive this award, but I know that they'll be watching down upon me.
In tennis, Rafael Nadal continues to rewrite the record books with his 11th French Open title, extending his dominance of the tournament. Nadal defeated 7-seed Austrian Dominic Thiem 6-4, 6-3, 6-2, with the victory giving the world number one his 17th Grand Slam title. Nadal says it's an emotional victory for him. And now a look at the weather across Australia. Perth, a shower or two and 18 degrees. Adelaide, showers increasing, 19. Melbourne, mostly sunny and 16. Similar forecast for Hobart, 15 degrees. Mostly sunny in Canberra, 2 and 15. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 17. Similar in Sydney, a top of 19. A possible shower for Newcastle and 19. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 23. Cairns, partly cloudy, 27. And Darwin, sunny and 31 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.